So here we are back again at week 95. Straight into Drugzilla.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world. Millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power, let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
getting in the car, and I think it was cocaine or methadone, I'm not sure which. We were speed. We both snorted some speed. We got in the car, we were very, very wired. We drove to the house with instructions to kill everyone in the house. And not just that, but that we were instructed to go all the way down every house, hit every house.
Down the street?
Yes.
And kill all the people in those houses?
And we went into the house. The people in the house were all bloodied and tied up, and I remember that I had tied his hands with a towel. And then was instructed to kill him. I felt nothing. He was screaming for help. I felt absolutely nothing. As she begged for her life and for the life of the baby. Conscience, it's so alive in me, I'm just recalling it. I had gone so far and there was no turning back. Even if I had wanted to run, even if I had wanted to leave, I couldn't. It was like I was caught in something that I had no control over. I had absolutely no say-so as to what was happening. I was just like a tool in the hands of the devil. I believe that I love them. I believe that those people that died that night, I love them.
this room were all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends, what would you say to them?
That I love them. With a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
In this room were all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends. What would you say to them?
That I love them. With a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
Thank you. much like the man himself. Silent as the waves was he, much like the man himself. Through famine and loss he grew. Through famine and loss he grew. Three brothers born to serve.
Thank you.